past yesterday. 24 hours since you blew me away. In an unwavering days, between the songs and your hands and the light of today. Who wants to see when I prefer dreaming? What sort of haze have you left me in? I wouldn't trade this love that I'm feeling, despite my loss of sight. I know we'll be alright, because you are like staring into the sun. A week has passed since you left me, and I can't understand all the courage I feel to make sense of the distance. When bright is our light despite the impending night, who wants to see when I prefer dreaming? Please lift this haze that you left me in. I wouldn't trade this love that I'm feeling, despite my loss of sight. I know we'll be alright, because staring into the sun, you are like staring into the sun. It's enough, 'cause you are like staring into the sun, staring into the sun,
Hi, this is Jimmy Webb, and you're listening to one of the most eclectic mixes of music I've ever heard on the radio, Anything Goes, with Lise Avery.
Yeah, and that was singer-songwriter Nicole Zoraitis. We're going to be speaking to Nicole in just a minute right here on Anything Goes. Her brand new album, I love the title of this album, have to ask her about it, Pariah Anthem. Great album name. And Nicole and her band, this Nicole Zoraitis group, have been creating diverse music. Nicole, as you can tell, has a huge voice, and she writes those catchy melodies. And she returned to New York in 2009, and she uses world travel experience as inspiration for her sound. She likes to bend genres, which is what makes her an Anything Goes kind of gal. That's her forte, cultivating her diverse musical background into a sound that can only be described as hybrid innovation, a broad mixture of jazz, pop, R&B, and indie fusion. Nicole bridges the gap between brands while utilizing her unparalleled vocals, and she recently returned from a tour of Asia and India, and she's also a freelance educator, private voice teacher, and she joined the faculty of Swarnabhumi. I'm going to have to ask her about that one, Academy of Music, in Chennai, India, in the spring of 2012. Absolutely fascinating young woman. She's was part of the Litchfield Performing Arts and Vocal Faculty for the Litchfield Jazz Camp this year. And her trio, for your reference, includes Nicole on voice and piano, and Dan Pugak on drums, and Scott Kohlberg on the upright bass. And Anything Goes is pleased to welcome Nicole Zoraitis to the airwaves this morning. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning, Lise. Thanks so much for having me on.
Well, my pleasure. Amazing, amazing vocal chops you've got there, girl.
I appreciate it coming from another amazing singer like yourself.
Oh, my goodness, aren't you kind.
Really appreciate that.
That's absolutely amazing range and really terrific songwriting. How long have you been writing songs?
Well, I started really delving into it after I graduated from college. I went to NYU and got an opera degree of all degrees. I decided to go the classical route.
Yeah, you
but
and Freddie
started...
Mercury.
That's how I justify that, too.
But hey, it you know, chops are chops.
True.
Okay, so go ahead. You went to NYU, got a degree in opera. Fascinating.
Yeah, and then while I was studying classical voice, I was in the practice rooms, you know, practicing jazz, and much to the dismay of my teachers, and I discovered that I had a kind of a knack for writing the music, and I just went to the opposite spectrum. I was doing the most regimented classical, and then I went to the complete opposite, which was, I can do whatever I want. I'm going to write it myself and play it myself. So, for like the last 5 years, I'd say, I've been songwriting.
That's amazing. So you got crap from that from your teachers at NYU, huh?
Oh yeah, they were not thrilled. For good reason, you know. Technically, the jazz voice and the classical voice are very, very different. But let's just say I like to dance to the beat of my own drum.
You know what? You got one life, Nicole. It's a beautiful thing to find your calling and follow it.
I agree.
That's really awesome. So tell me about your teaching in India. And you have to help me pronounce the, because I completely butchered the name of the academy.
No, it's no problem. It's the Swarnabhumi Academy of Music, and Swarnabhumi means golden earth.
Oh,
and
lovely.
It's a brand new university / school in the south in Chennai. And they fly teachers in from all over the world. When I was there, my other faculty members was... Paniotis Andreou from Greece, he also is an incredible bass player who lives in New York. Manu Koch from Switzerland, Harvey Wirt from Suriname, Sebastian Cruz, and of course Prasanna is the guitar, Carnatic guitar legend who also happens to teach and run the school there. So it was really global cast of characters there.
Wow.
And a really wonderful experience. Very life-changing, as you can imagine.
I can imagine. Swarnabhumi, that's how we're pronouncing it, is that right?
Yep, that's right.
Wow. And are the students coming from, all from India, or is it an international, the student population's international?
It's becoming more international. At first it was mostly students from India, but I know that this past year they had students coming from America, London, Australia. So it's becoming an international school. So I think when I went, it was the third or fourth year of existence. So it's just growing quickly.
Really? That's fascinating. Thank you for teaching me about that.
And no problem.
You also were on the faculty at the Litchfield Jazz Camp.
Yep. I just got home yesterday from 2 weeks teaching at Litchfield Jazz Camp. This past week, I was co-teaching with Kevin Mahogany, who's an incredible vocalist based down in Miami. He teaches at the Frost School and the recording artist. But I've been teaching at Litchfield Jazz Camp for the past eight years,
okay,
which kind of blows my mind, even though I began there as a student when I was 12.
Okay. Oh, wow.
as a trombonist, if you can believe that.
Don't you still
play trombone?
Trombonist. Do you still play trombone, Nicole?
I did play the trombone, and I was rather scared of improvising and, I guess, just playing the trombone in general. So I just went to this jazz camp when it just began and just sat in the corner terrified that someone was going to call on me to improvise. And lo and behold, you know, 10 years after that, I was assisting the vocal teacher.
Isn't that something?
And now I have that job, so it's really a really cool turn of events.
That is a very cool turn of events. And you're tuned into Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. I'm Lisa Avery speaking with vocalist and songwriter Nicole Zoraitis. You're going to be performing this week and next week at Toshi's Living Room and Penthouse, yeah? Is that right,
yeah,
Nicole?
I have a great residency there. It's every Friday from 6 to 10. We start by doing jazz standards, and then by the end of the evening, you know, as the more party crowd comes in, we tend to pay tribute to all of my favorite, you know, musical legends like Stevie Wonder or Carole King. So we end up doing, you know, great covers by the end of the night. But it's a great gig almost every single Friday at Toshi's.
Yeah. And where are they located, just so everybody has the information?
Sure, it's on 26th and Broadway in Manhattan, and there's never a cover, and it's very relaxed music, and you don't hear my original music there, but it doesn't matter because we're singing the Great American Songbook and playing with some wonderful music.
That sounds like fun.
In New York.
Sounds like great fun. You know, if you're in the neighborhood, you guys of 26th and Broadway, 6 to 10 p.m. every single Friday, Nicole?
Yep, except for Most of them are notated. I know that we're there every Friday in September, so we're there this coming Friday and then the Friday after that, and we take the next weekend off.
For Labor Day.
And then we're back. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right. Now, I'm hoping you have a little bit of time so we can play another song from Pariah Anthem. You have a few moments, Nicole?
Certainly. I'm here as long as you need me.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you. Before we play the song, Pariah Anthem? Tell me about that. What a great title.
It's funny. I always get like a little bit of a panic attack every time someone asks me about the title of the album.
Oh, it's fantastic.
I'm going, what exactly did I mean? Well, I kind of had like a double meaning. I tend to gravitate towards the underdog, and I've always, you know, loved animal rescue and sticking up for animals that are, you know, especially pit bulls that are misunderstood and misrepresented. So there's that aspect. And then when I was in India, like all of the stray dogs were called pariah dogs. I found that in Italy too, that, you know, they're called pariah dogs, all the strays. And of course I love them. And then the other part of it is kind of my journey through music and feeling like I started, you know, as a musical theater singer, and then I ended up singing classical music, but then I was singing jazz, but then at the same time I was writing my own music, and I always felt like I was on the outside looking in on where I was supposed to be. But it's, I guess, Pariah Anthem is my acceptance that good music is good music, and that it's not necessarily about where you fit in, it's about how you can touch an audience and help people have a cathartic experience with you. So, I don't know, I think it's a growth, and you know, I'm looking forward to making another album.
Very cool. Well, I think it's very eloquent, and you are in good company because Louis Armstrong and Duke Ellington said exactly the same thing. Only two kinds of music. And I hope, so when we get back, I'd like to talk more to you about your work with shelter animals, because that's an issue that touches my heart as well. And so you want to set up a secret for us, Nicole Zoraitis?
Sure. This is Secret's a song I guess there's no pretty way to say it besides I was dating a man, and then I found out the hard way that he was actually married.
You.
And this song is about how I certainly will never stand for that kind of treatment ever again.
Excellent. All right. It's Secret from Nicole Zoraitis, her brand new album, Pariah Anthem, available at NicoleZoraitis.com, NicoleZoraitis. And let's learn about Nicole's secret here on Anything Goes.
Mm-hmm.
secret kept under lock and key. And if it's what I'm thinking, how long will you keep the truth away from me? But I won't stand for the snow. I won't stand for the sleeping around full circle on a when to quit. No, I won't stand for the snow. Deceptions fool the dreams you keep. Try to turn time backwards, saying please forgive me, it isn't what it seems. It's just that we've been drinking, don't think that I don't want you. Now tell me, where were we? Tell me, where were we? But I won't stand for the snow. I won't stand for the slipping around full circle and a when to quit. No, I won't stand. Deceptions fool the dreams you keep. That's the secret that I see. I see. La 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 la. I see. La la. Everyone's got secrets. It's that you never knew mine. And I admit, the last time I had kept intentions, I had kept the lie from a cycle so divine. So divine. But I won't stand for the snow. I won't stand for the sipping around full circle on a when to quit. No, I won't stand for the snow. Deceptions fool the dreams you keep. That secret that I see. I see. La 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 da 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 da. I see. La la. You keep.
Hey, this is Davy Jones, and you're tuned into Anything Goes with Lise Avery on WFDU-FM.
And that was Nicole Zoraitis with A Secret from her new album, Pariah Anthem. And we're speaking with Nicole Zoraitis. Nicole, you've got any gigs coming up besides the ones at Toshi's that we know about?
Well, just last week I had a Cornelia Street Cafe gig, but I guess coming up, I'm taking all of September just to, you know,
chill.
Write some more music and uh-huh. hopefully make a music video.
Oh, neat.
Uh-huh. For my album, yeah. And then October comes, and then we're back off running. I have a great hit in Hartford, Connecticut for their jazz series at Japanilia on October 4th, and then at Shapeshifter Lab on October 6th. And then my band will be at Rockwood Music Hall November 10th. But, you know, I'm sure to book more intermittently, so people can always check out my website for when I'm playing in Manhattan.
Okay, and that is, of course, NicoleZoritis.com.
Exactly.
Right? Okay. And tell me, it says here you were featured by Columbia News Tonight as New Yorker of the Week for your work with music and shelter animals. And you, of course, alluded to that earlier on. What does that, tell me about that.
Well, I became aware of the problem that New York City has with an overpopulation in their shelters.
Mm-hmm.
About 3 or 4 years ago. Basically, there's only 3 shelters for all 5 boroughs, and only 2 of them are fully functioning. And
wow.
As you know, the pit bulls are a particularly misunderstood breed. And I just started volunteering and fostering with my drummer and best friend, Dan Pugach. And we started fostering all these pit bull dogs and ended up adopting an incredible little creature, named Bianca. But through this, I decided that $1 from each of my CDs would go back to the rescue groups that we fostered through.
Okay.
So all downloads of my song, The Bridge, I give back to Animal Rescue. And I give all my money to the animal rescue groups anyways, so I might as well put it in writing.
What's the name of the group, so we can all follow along? What's the name? Tell us the name of the group that you support.
One of them is Rebound Hound Rescue.
Rebound Hound
Rescue. Yep.
Okay.
In Manhattan, and the other one is Karuna Bully Rescue, and they're in Connecticut.
How do you spell Karuna?
K-A-R-U-N-A.
Karuna. Bully. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, through Facebook, I follow a million other dog rescues. And, you know, if there's a particular animal, I take, like, the funds from the CD downloads, and I just throw the money to them. So.
Oh, that's nice. That's all. I get it. I'm an animal, a passionate animal lover, and I do know many people who have had pit bulls I've known personally that were just the loveliest animals. They're just really, it's just a case of bigotry, I think, with pit bulls, with the way people are feeling about them right now in our society. So that's wonderful. That's wonderful that you're fostering them and finding them good homes. Where you live in New York City, Long Island? Where do you live?
I live in Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn, okay.
I just moved from Astoria to Brooklyn.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks so much for making time for us today, Nicole. We really we appreciate it and love the title of your album, Pariah Anthem, and wish you all the success with everything that you're doing and all your songwriting, because it sounds like your instincts are taking you exactly where you need to go, and that's
perfect.
A beautiful thing. Thanks for that inspiration.
And, a million thanks to you.
Okay, you guys, and you can get more information about Pariah Anthem and also about all of the things that Nicole's up to at her website, NicoleZoritis.com. Take care, Nicole. Nice to talk to you. Thanks
Have
so much for making
day.
Time. You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Lise. Bye-bye.
And right now, I think we will continue with some classic Tony Bennett here on Anything Goes.